Hey there, welcome to The Inner Edge, where I explore insights on wealth, fulfillment, growth, and mastery. My name is Shrikar Kara, and today we'll be talking about Think of These Things, if you're up for it. Lately, I've been reading some Jiddu Krishnamurti. If you're unfamiliar, he's probably like the inventor of late-night deep talks. Known for my own late-night deep talks, I decided to pick up Krishnamurti's Think on These Things. And the book started making me think about everything. Basically, if you want to rethink your existence, then read JK. Or to keep it light, you can listen to this newsletter. Let's dive in. Number one, questioning. Without constant questioning, we're unable to dig deeper into our true selves. You must realize that we are conditioned by literally everything and anything, from how we think to how we eat. By getting to the root of ourselves, we can come to true understanding. This process requires getting uncomfortable in truths you may not want to hear. By observing our deepest self with no judgment, we begin to see the truth. Interestingly, this isn't an analytical process. It's a direct perception of what is. I'll give you an example. You work hard every day. Then when you're 90, you ask, "Do I even enjoy this?" Turns out you've been living your boss's dream, not yours. And now it's too late to join the NBA. Darn. All right, number two is peace. It's easy to find surface-level peace with comfort. But that's not real peace. Real peace is on the other side of things that are hard. For example, you know you need to talk to your friend about something awkward. But hey, isn't it just easier to avoid it? As you ignore it, the problem grows. Then one day, it's unbearable. You end up having to talk to them. You guys talk, and turns out that they're a prick. So you end up doing the unbearable. You cut them out of your life. At first, it absolutely sucks. Then years go by and you start to attract much more fulfilling friends around you. Friends who are actually meant to be in your life. You found peace by going deeper than the surface. And this applies to all areas of life. Number three, reality. Instead of labeling every little thing, just experience life as it is. The moment you slap a label on it, you lose the rawness of reality. Here's an example. Spilled coffee isn't karma. It's just spilled coffee. And maybe double check the lid. Number four, observing. Our thoughts condition us. So become the observer of your thoughts as a neutral bystander. Don't label them as good or bad, but let them pass by. The more in tune you are with yourself as an observer, the better you'll understand the world around you. And here's an example. You start overthinking and it spirals out of control like always. Instead of freaking out, just watch your own thoughts. After a while, they'll lose their hold on you. Funny how ignoring your brain works. Sometimes. Number five, listening. We often listen with our own judgments ready to go. So try listening with zero agenda. This builds real connections. Example, when a friend is talking, don't interrupt with the classic, "Oh, that reminds me." Instead, just let them talk. You'll start noticing things you hadn't before. They might even start thinking you're a great listener and start talking more. Then maybe you can interrupt. Number six, society. Real change starts with you. Society is just a group of individuals. Laws can only go so far. Real change has to come from the individual level. When you live peacefully and honestly, others might notice and start doing the same. This creates a collective shift. Example, instead of blaming society for everything, focus on your own actions. When people see you start living this way, they might think, "Hey, maybe I should give that a shot." Number seven, integrity. When we observe ourselves with no judgment, we begin to get very clear in our thinking. Soon, our thoughts, actions, and words align, and this is called living with integrity. When we live like this, we start to see ourselves connected to everything. Suddenly, life begins to flow harmoniously, and synchronicities randomly start showing up. But don't label the synchronicities. Just let them flow. For example, you could take credit for someone else's idea at work because no one would ever know, but you decide to give them the credit they deserve. This builds trust, and you feel good later, too. And later on, they give you credit where you deserve it. Things just flow harmoniously. You get what you give, but don't expect things. Just live freely. Oh, and also, no more guilt attacks at night. Okay, I'm not sure if guilt attacks are actually a thing. I just made them up. You get the point. Number eight, the unknown. We love the familiar because it feels so safe. But to really grow, we need to let go of what we know and embrace the unknown. We start by releasing our attachment to what we know. Then we allow life to reveal itself in ways we could have never expected. This openness is the path to true discovery and liberation. Example, you get an offer to move to a new city. It's terrifying, but you end up going. You end up discovering new people and places that completely change your life. and I should probably take my own advice on this one. All right, well, that's a wrap. And by the way, if you didn't notice already, all of these quotes and all of these sayings were from Jiddu Krishnamurti's book, Think on These Things. So I would highly recommend you check it out. And feel free to rate and review this podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.